Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear about some powerful habits that will help you to have more success from our friends at Top Think. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, I'm Peter from Top Think, and today we are going to learn about 5 powerful habits you can copy for success. Now, let's begin. Number 1, stick to your values. On your path to success, you're going to run into some tricky situations. You'll have to make impossible choices. You may get blamed for someone else's mistakes. But no matter what complicated situation you're thrown into, you should always stay true to your values. This sounds easy, but trust me, it isn't. When competing against others in your field, it's tempting to lie and cheat your way to the top. You're all chasing the same opportunities, and you may have similar dreams. Isn't it worth lying if it gets you ahead of the pack? Most people don't realize that even the smallest of lies can compromise how people see you and how you see yourself. Integrity is an element of success that's often ignored. Yet, most successful people insist it plays a crucial role. Having integrity means adhering to a set of personal values. Think of them like rules to live by. Whether they're moral, social, or artistic, your integrity should provide a framework for your actions and choices. In a way, your values are like goals. They essentially define the type of person you want to become. So let them guide your decisions. Don't be worried about missing an opportunity because you weren't mean or manipulative enough. No amount of money or opportunity is worth compromising the person you aim to be. Take this situation. You're in the middle of a test when you realize you don't know a single answer. Luckily, you're sitting next to the smartest person in class. You could easily peek over and copy their answers, but you've always thought cheating was wrong. So, do you cheat or let yourself fail? Cheating is obviously easier. It would get you a better grade and require less work. However, you now know you're willing to take that shortcut. You'll be less likely to put in the hard work next time because you'll subconsciously lean toward the easier alternative. This can destroy self-discipline. Your accomplishments will feel less rewarding. Your goals will be less motivating. You'll spend less time growing and more time convincing yourself you aren't a bad person. On the other hand, failing the test will make your life more difficult. You'll have to work harder and longer just to catch up. These negative experiences can help you grow as an individual. They reinforce your goals and improve your work ethic by forcing you to overcome intimidating obstacles. Failing with your values in mind keeps you aligned with the person you want to be. Ultimately, that's the most important aspect of success. It isn't about getting the best grades or making the most money. It's not about failing the least number of times. Success is becoming the kind of person that makes you happy. Number 2, using triggers. One of the hardest parts of being successful is organizing your busy life. When you start juggling different responsibilities, things can slip through the cracks. That's why successful people like Elon Musk use something called a trigger to make sure they get everything done. A trigger is basically any type of sound or visual stimulus that reminds you of what you're supposed to be doing. This can be a notification on your phone, an alarm on your watch, or a physical calendar on the wall. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you know what it means. Triggers can serve a wide variety of purposes. First and foremost, they motivate you by providing a concrete start time. By working every time your alarm goes off, you'll develop a lasting association. Your brain will feel like working whenever it encounters that specific trigger. This is a great strategy for chronic procrastinators. If you find yourself slacking off, set an alarm for 15 minutes from now. This gives your brain time to switch gears so that when the alarm goes off, you'll be ready to go. Triggers also ensure you don't spend too much time on one thing. When you have dozens of items on your to-do list, you can't afford to spend hours perfecting every tiny detail. If you do, you'll never get anything done. In this situation, use triggers to start and stop working. When under time constraints, you might discover you're more productive and efficient. Finally, triggers keep you from overworking. When chasing your dreams, it often feels like you should be constantly productive, but that isn't mentally or physically healthy. Your sleep, hobbies, and friendships will suffer if you're constantly stressed about the work you didn't finish. So use a trigger to end your workday. This tells you that it's time to relax and recharge instead of letting your work overwhelm your life. Number 3, reinvent routines. It's no secret that establishing a routine is a great way to build motivation and discipline. Routines keep your brain feeling focused while improving your physical health. But what you may not know is that your routine shouldn't always stay the same. You're probably thinking, how can a routine change? Wouldn't that defeat the purpose? Well, tiny changes to your daily rituals will stimulate your brain in a new and exciting way. If you drive to work every morning, take a different route. If you go to the gym after work, try some new exercises. Even drinking a different flavor protein shake can make a routine feel fresh while offering the same mental and physical benefits. So why is this important? One of the principal advantages of a routine is that it removes mental clutter. You don't have to worry about when you'll exercise or set goals because it's all part of a daily ritual. But sometimes routines become too automatic. If we're not careful, we start to forget why we're doing it in the first place. For example, someone who wanted to lose weight might forget to push themselves at the gym. They stop improving because their routine has become comfortable and easy. Small changes will remind you why your rituals are important. That way, you challenge your body and brain to grow a little bit more every day.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.